My standards may be high, but the view is stunning.
I'd rather do it all than have it all.
When you can afford to keep it real, you have no reason to be fake. In a city of riches, I find true wealth at home.
I may have a soft spot for animals, but I'm no pussycat.
Judge me by my cover and you'll miss my story. Progress is always better than perfection.
Hello, friends.
Oh,
here we are. Look at us go. Goodness gracious, we nearly saw more of Nick McClacklin than you've ever wanted to.
Oh, sorry. Welcome
to the very last Unreal Housewives podcast with Nick and Malk for season two of The Real Housewives of Sydney. I am Malk.
I am Nick.
And we remain your faithful servants for this, honestly, what has been, up until now, an incredible journey. Tonight's podcast is either going to go for about 10 minutes or 4 hours while I shit on it from a great height. Hi, Nick.
Now, so we were messaging today and you were like yawning in text form at the first half because you had reached halfway.
Yes.
Through the episode. I had not yet watched it and you were not doing, there was not a lot of love there.
No.
And so I approached it with some trepidation late this afternoon when I watched it. And I will say that I 100% agree with you about the first half. I do think things took off a bit in the right direction in the second half.
Oh, well, look, let's get to the details in a second.
Yeah.
But just for right now, this is how I felt for the entire episode. The entire episode. I was at least one of those three people in that picture. Anyway.
Yeah.
Look. Friends, you might be watching this live on our Facebook page, the Unreal Housewives podcast page on Facebook. You might have occasionally checked in on our Instagram account, the Unreal Housewives podcast, or you might be listening to this back later through other mechanisms. And look, if you're live with us right now, you can do exactly what Christina is doing, and that's comment.
Yay.
Comment on the posts. We can include you. Yay, Merry Christmas indeed. Christina, I'm really sorry that we all appear to have been bad boys and girls this year because Santa delivered us a piece of shit under the Christmas tree that was this reunion. But we're glad that you're here. We're so
glad.
But
how do you really feel about this episode?
Oh, trust me, we'll get to that. For those that have been playing along, you'll know that all season when we post on Spotify, which is where we get all of our good podcasty stuff out, I've been putting polls and questions on each episode and getting some pretty good, you know, sort of comments and results. Last week, the poll was, did Nicole and Biv really apologize and become friends again? Now, again, those that have been playing along will know that Nick McClacklin is 1 from 10 in getting this right. Let's see if she can make it 2 from 11. The responses to did Nicole and Biv really apologize and become friends again were maybe, no, not a chance, and nope, no way. Nick McClacklin, what was it?
It was, I'm going to say, 80%, C was, and then the remaining would be D.
Now, I just want to clarify. The important thing isn't that you get the percentage right. It's just that you pick the one that most people
Okay, so not a chance.
Nick, I mean, it's just what a record you've set. 2 from 11. Not a chance, 66.7%. Nope, no way, 33.3%.
Go me.
So basically nobody expected that they've actually worked it out. And I think we saw some of that evidence tonight, at least from one side, because we'll get to that. The other thing is that we got to ask a question. And last week's question, episode 10, the big, you know, coming back together, what's the latest you've turned up to something? Acknowledging that Late Gate really overtook Fergate by a long way. We don't turn up late.
We don't turn up late. Having said that, we did turn up a little late tonight because we had technical issues.
Oh, don't even fucking. Yeah.
That was out of our control.
Well and truly. Now, there's no good way to introduce this comment that we've got here. friend of the show, Victoria Montano, has left a comment. What's the latest you've turned up to something? I never knew I spoke so much about my tan. I have added it to my goals for 2024. Don't think so much about tan skin. Might be a stretch goal.
I think she spoke about her tan the perfect amount.
Just the correct amount through the whole entire series. I was so there. And just as we lean into tonight, look, there's generically, the questions will all be at the end. We want to hear across the night who your MVP of the reunion was, your best moment, your worst moment. Just throw random comments. We'll include it, particularly as we talked about before. Here's one from Christina again. So anticlimactic. The best part for me was watching Victoria's face for her reactions. She was not happy.
Yeah.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
There
are a couple of housewives who – I was really there for their facial expressions. Victoria was one.
They've been noticeably silent on their socials too, other than just, hey, here it is, it's coming, or the thing's out now.
A few of them posted, you know, look at the beautiful flowers that Joel sent.
Yes.
Which, good, fine.
Yeah, as you
but right. Yeah, no, very, very interesting.
He's on Fuck Off Breakfast Radio money, so that's how he affords that. That's fine.
Yeah. Good on him.
I have to say, it was a clear sign that we were going to be let down for this reunion from the very start when they titled the episode Reunion.
How many producers sat around to think about that, do you reckon?
It's been puns all season, friends, of varying success, more hit than miss, and they just decided to call the reunion Reunion.
Reunion. Yeah, they could have tried harder.
So, Nick, look, let's not – we won't necessarily go blow by blow, but I do have some thoughts, and I know that you will as well.
Yeah.
Lovers, here we are. Welcome to Joel Creasy, who I thought did as good a job as he could. But, frankly,
yeah, with the material that he had. Yeah. Do you reckon he writes his own
– No. God, no. He will have had some input, I expect. He'll have written his jokes and bits in between, but I don't think he got to write too many of the questions, which – Here's my theory, right? We know that in reunion land, quite often there can be all sorts of T's and C's about the ladies' involvement and the kinds of things they're willing to talk about and how much they want to talk about them. Fine. That's just grist for the mill. If that indeed was what was allowed for tonight's episode, the reunion, then they just turned it into the most sanitized piece of shit we've ever seen. Even when it got to the conflicty bit at the end, it was like, oh, it's too late, guys. Yeah, you've lost me.
I feel like there was one really meaty confession, which I thought to myself, oh, shit, I wonder if she's going to get in trouble for saying that. And it was Caroline when she talked about Kate.
Yes.
She was... It was not positive.
No, it was not positive.
It was not positive. And it did make me wonder, oh, crikey, I wonder if she's sort of going beyond where she's supposed to go with that, because that was quite,
I thought a little unfair on Caroline's part too. Like unfair it was unfair on Caroline's part, I thought too, the way that what she was leveling at Kate.
Yeah, interesting.
But we'll dive into that.
Yeah, let's
get
to that.
I did say right from the outset, I know JMO, Jonathan Moran, who did the interviews as the ladies were getting out of the cars. Unnecessary. It was unnecessary. What was
that
about?
They've never done that. Like, no. They don't do that.
And I hope they never do it again. And it was dull. And again, I don't think it was JMO's problem. I think it was just the ladies have landed in their pre-show outfits and half-done hair, probably maybe not even expecting to be door-stopped. But it made the first 2 minutes dull as dishwater until it micro blew up in the makeup room, and then it was nothing until about the 45th minute.
Normally the hair and makeup gives us some good material, but we didn't, other than the one Kate comment, it didn't give us anything either. It was a bit.
And I want to acknowledge, we're not here just to see them all bitch at each other and go, right, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for meaty conversation, real airing of feelings, a proper rehashing of some of the big moments that have caused conflict and some of the maybe the touching moments. We didn't have too many of them this season. And instead what we got was just bland, dry, dull, you know.
And just clips of...
Yeah, including one that looked like it was a bloody promo. It looked like it was the promo they just reread. Look, I was largely underwhelmed by the entire ep, Nick, and so this is going to colour my whole experience of tonight.
Yeah, no, fair enough. That
Joel did a fine job, as we said, with what he was given.
Also, and he looked amazing.
Oh, seven of them looked amazing, right? Joel looked great. Spickety Spicks, lovely. The six ladies that were there, I don't know fashion. I liked some dresses more than others, some hair more than others. They all looked fantabulous, as you would expect when they're sitting across from each other, next to each other, and do those things. Now, I just want to read a little quote out to you, Nick, if I may, because literally in the first 3-5 minutes, Nicole has decided not to join us due to a family commitment.
I call bullshit. No, we don't believe that. And you know, props to Chrissy for being the friend that she is and
backing her up and
towing the party line.
Yes.
You know, I know, and she didn't just say, oh yeah, she had a family commitment. She went as far as saying, look, when the date came out, I knew then that it was gonna be a problem. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't generally know that much detail about my friends' family commitments.
Sure.
So presumably they knew about the reunion date a few weeks ago.
Yes.
For her to say that as soon as she heard the date, she knew that Nicole, I don't see it. Unless it was Noir leaving.
No, she would know. There's no, given that it's like it was filmed a week ago, whatever we worked out. Yeah. And Noelle's going to America for uni. Semester started 3 months ago.
Yeah.
There's no way she's turning up months late.
I don't buy it that she had a family commitment, but the jibes from Joel.
Yeah, there was a few little jabs and stabs, wasn't there?
Like right at the end when he checked his I'll just check the phone for a message for a text from Nicole. Like a few little jabs, and I get it, but
there was also some really hard edits that were, if you notice an edit in something like a reunion show, you've got to go, why did they cut it there? What's going on? And
there was one that I saw where I actually went back and looked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I looked at it and I went, like, I don't know technical TV stuff, but I thought, oh, hang on, that's a glitch in the video.
Yes.
And I went back and not a glitch.
No. And they were hard and rough. Almost like it needed another parcel. This was like a proof that they gave for the producers to approve, and no one then went back and tidied it up.
Yeah.
It was really indelicate. I did also note that there was a distinct lack of first husbands this season. And maybe we're too used to seeing lots of Rick and Gamble. I don't know, but we really didn't get a lot. We, you know, a shot of Minnie in the first and the last episode was not enough.
Last episodes, yeah. I thought we'd see more of him, honestly.
Any of them. Yeah. It's disappointing. Everything about it was disappointing. The outfit flashback was probably my highlight of the entire episode.
It did sort of showcase that there were some amazing outfits, but I missed because the best outfits were their confessional outfits.
Oh yeah, the hero
across
and
the board. They should have done like a second cut,
right? Here are all of the ladies for their confessionals, and here's just their turning up to things outfits.
Yeah.
I did like that the entire mob unanimously appointed Biv as the style queen this season. I thought that was fair.
Not unanimous. Did you not?
I missed it. Who?
Not unanimous. I went back and looked at it. Victoria.
I know, of course. Victoria. I was about to say Victoria was our second, surely. Yeah.
And because I thought, hang on, did they all... Because then Victoria said, I thought, you know, I really liked everyone's looks this season. And I thought, she's salty that they didn't say her. I went back and, she was the only one that didn't say it. And I get it. I would have if I was her. She put a lot of work into her looks this season.
Yes,
So I think she was a little bit salty that they didn't say her. I get why they all went for Biv. Yeah, and
but
so yeah. But yeah, that was funny.
I did note at the 13-minute mark, this is all way too happy families. I'm bored. I agreed with Caroline. The revelation that she was funny was brilliant. Both Victoria and Caroline were delightful all season. They had lines. They were trying things. Not every line that they had landed, but Jesus, when they did have ones that landed,
a lot of them did. Like the cut of all the humor was great. That was my favorite part.
Had I cared and Dutton put in some more effort, I really should have done a Victoria Montano supercut, because it would have been just the best bit of everything. It would have been delightful.
I had forgotten a couple of them, the BO one. Like, I don't deserve BO.
No, it's
she doesn't
so good.
Deserve BO.
No, no one does, least of all our Victoria. We did finally relax. Yes.
No, and just I love that she decided to use the reunion to take on the laxative question.
Yes, I was going to say last week relaxed with some constipation and laxative talk.
Let's use the reunion to do. I love that, because it's an important topic. We need to look after our bowels.
Yeah, but just eat.
You do too now that you're 50. Happy birthday from yesterday.
Proper five. Thank you. Yeah, I'm an old man now, friends. Another year older since we last talked. It was very clear to me in the conversation, even this early, that team lines meant there was support coming from expected corners almost on every bit of things that looked like it could have been conflict. And the tension with Chrissy and Biv started to appear at this point, but then it just seemed to just get hosed down again. And that, I don't know if that's editing or whether it's producers or whether it was just Joel not knowing how to handle it. Look, he's a experienced MC. I will say he's getting better as an interviewer now that he's getting paid shitloads of money to be on radio.
I would too, honestly.
Yeah, mate, I'd be bloody good at it, the amount of money they've given him. And I don't know if it was Joel or, like I said, producers or whatever, but it just really felt like he wasn't kind of doing what he needs to do. It wasn't Andy Cohen-ing the shit out of it. He wasn't holding his own.
It wasn't Andy Cohen-ing the shit
out of it. And really
driving
and directing it. Some of the big – the pauses, what seemed to be pauses after questions and answers, too long. Cut the shit out of that.
That's where I think a lot of it was editing, because just when things started to sound like they might take off, it was like he ruled a line under it and we moved on to the next thing. And I thought, well, that could have been something.
The world should celebrate Christina. That is completely fair. Happy birthday to me and Dean.
Yeah.
I added in, just by the way, Nick, that God, we should have had a walkout or argument by now. This is almost too saccharine.
I did think Caroline was going to walk out at one point when she was saying, and she was talking about her issue with Kate and her mum, and she was saying, I'm not okay. I thought she was going to walk out then, but that was the closest
And I'll forgive Caroline for getting a bit arced up about the news about her mum and saying that Kate was fake crying and all of the rest of it. Because this is still a very close to her heart moment, right? Her mum is still with her.
Still with us.
And obviously is just going to be getting not better, getting worse each sort of day and week. Yeah. So it's a real thing for Caroline. That's real. I don't buy, certainly in all of this stuff that we've seen that got broadcast, I don't buy that Kate was inserting herself or faking anything in the context, but we weren't there in the moment, and we also don't know what got edited out to be able to make those claims. I was surprised that there was no extra or behind-the-scenes footage or moment or outtake of stuff. Every reunion, there is always something. And I don't mean like drama. I mean, here was a funny thing that happened that we couldn't put in, or had no context, or here's them flubbing a line that made it sound really funny. Nothing.
None of that.
It was dull. It's not cool.
It was bland. That's like, it needed seasoning.
And we started reading tweets. Like, fuck off with that. Or comments from Instagram. Who gives a shit? Who cares?
Yeah.
Nobody. And in a situation like the reunion, if that's what you're resorting to and it's in the edit, you didn't have enough material. That was bullshit. I'm dirty.
They did have enough material.
Tons of material, but they just clearly didn't go to anything or cut. Compare this with the season one of Real Housewives of Sydney reunion. And how amazing was that by comparison? Or the last two Melbourne reunions?
They're not even on the same level.
Different universe.
Yeah.
Who is responsible for this trash fire of a reunion? I got angry.
One question though.
Mm.
Wait.
All right, I'm waiting. It makes for good podcast.
So, a very boring segment about how one of the things that, you know, we all the housewives have in common is the importance of family.
Ugh.
What a yawn.
I did note we saw more of the mums than we did of the first husbands. It wasn't necessarily bad. It was just a choice.
That's true. And then there was, you know, the whole conversation about.
This was the segue into working mums. What a waste of fucking time.
Right. But the one thing I did get out of that is there was a confessional of Kate
mm-hmm.
saying something about how she probably wasn't going to have kids because she didn't know how to have kids and have her career.
Yeah.
And then it cut to a confessional of Victoria saying hopefully one day we'll see Kate at the surgery with kids. We never saw that conversation. We never saw that during the season.
Well, there's a flashback that happened. It wasn't even introduced with any context. It was just here's a clip.
No. Bang. It actually was before the working mums conversation, but my ears pricked up and went.
It took us 20 minutes to get to any issue of conflict, and the questions about it were just bland as fuck. There was nothing happening. I noted here, Joel did not cover himself in glory with this. However, he was clearly given shit questions, and whatever the ground rules were meant that we were in for a very shithouse reunion.
Yeah.
There was just nothing going on. This, in fact, some of the questions that Joel asked reminded me, and bear with me, friends, this is my other passion along with Housewives, The Simpsons. It reminded me of the episode where Mr. Burns runs for governor and he has dinner with The Simpsons and Lisa has to read the prepared question off the card and she feels just broken about it because, Mr. Burns, your campaign seems to have the momentum of a runaway freight train. And he's like, ooh, good question. It was that level of fuck me, right? It was just bad. And then when Caroline and Kate almost have a standoff and it took 26 minutes to get to it, Kate explains that her opinion is for her, rightly, and we just move on. There is no conflict.
And that was one of the big conflict issues.
I'm glad that Kate got to express and reinforce, as she did and as she had certainly in the conversation I had with her, pointed out that the opinions she shares are for her. She's not casting aspersions on someone else. This is how I think, how I feel. And so this is the situation.
But also that's not news. We
know that. Boring.
I want to hear stuff at the reunion that we haven't heard in the show. Basically that this reunion was us rewatching the show.
But in the worst way, like rewatching the show with all of the good bits taken out.
Can I tell you one thing I did like, and this is, you know, from my Queen Victoria, when
our Queen, thank you.
She said at some point, and it was, I think, just a bit before that, when they were talking about the, you know, career motherhood juggle, and Victoria, and Joel said to Victoria, you know, tell us how you do it. You do this, and this. You look like you have it all. And Victoria was like, I'm going to be completely upfront. I don't do it all. I don't do my housework. I don't do my washing.
She doesn't even do her kids. Case in point.
and she says later on.
Good old Sophie.
She says it later on as well when she says that I bring to the show fabulousness and she didn't use the word opulence. I can't remember what the word was. But basically she brings to the show what the Real Housewives originally were, which
was experience of people who live an affluent,
separate
life.
We, you know, that that are aspirational for some,
yep.
ridiculous for others. And that's what she brings. And yes. I think it was when she was talking about, you know, Kate, that she thought that, I think she thinks that Kate is not a deserving housewife, which sounds a bit harsh.
This is not a slight against Kate. I think it's a fair question around Kate's involvement, given that pretty directly, she's not a housewife.
I'm going to say it right now. I don't think we're going to see Kate in season 3.
I was about to ask, well, let's hit it now, right? So of the 7 that we had in this season, if they announce tomorrow season 3 is coming for Real Housewives of Sydney.
Well, someone mentioned a season 3.
I think it was Victoria.
Yeah.
But who's coming back, do you reckon? Who's coming back if they say yes? Not Nicole. She's gone.
Yeah.
Won't surprise me if Kate says no.
Yeah, correct.
Caroline's in, Victoria's in, right? I think those two are going to be 100%. In for sure.
Yeah.
Therefore, Chrissy will be in. If Victoria's in, she's got an ally. There's Chrissy. Yep. I would be surprised if Biv comes back, but I don't think she's a hard no.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
There's no chance that Sally would come back. And if she did, she would literally be a speed bump.
I mean, she was so sweet in this reunion. She was lovely. She doesn't bring enough drama or glamour and again, not a slight to Sally. She's amazing. Because
the key issue was about Caroline's mum's cancer and Sally being a cancer survivor. Sally just ended up being really one note. Cancer.
Yeah.
Apparently she runs a company that ran a launch, but cancer. You know, it was that kind of moment. And I think even it's atypical in the reunion, she got 3 minutes. 3 of 50 minutes.
Yeah. I actually felt really sorry for Sally because I expect that quite a lot of her stuff hit the floor. But
comment, Christine's got a good one. That was the comment of the night, that she thought Victoria thought this was a Real Housewives show filled with Lux Living and all of the stuff like that. And that's really what it's meant to be, right? But again, who will come back? Christina offers this. Biv, I think, will. Caroline, Victoria, Chrissy, yes. Sally, yes, but she's a bit yawn. It's generous. I won't be sad to see no Kate. Well, I will miss Kate, but I understand if she goes, I have a much better life to live than being involved with this mess. It really was a trash fire for her for most of the season.
Yeah, well, and here's an interesting thing, though. Like, we talk about the fact that, you know, Kate, not actually a housewife in the truest sense of the word. One of the greatest housewives of all time was not a housewife. Bethany Frankel started the first season of The Real Housewives of New York. She was single. I mean, she had a boyfriend, but it wasn't going well. She'd come out of a relationship
and had mega bucks because of it.
Oh, yeah. But no, she didn't. No, she was... selling cookies at markets, and she lived in a crappy little one bedroom apartment. But she spent quite a lot of time at the Hamptons, so she knew people. But no, she had no money.
How did she get on the show?
Because she knew people, and that's the thing. Like, they took a punt on her, and it worked out. And she is. Real Housewives royalty. I mean, she's now got a whole issue going Bravo, but that's a whole separate story. But it is an example of someone who started not as not being an actual housewife, and moved on. But I don't think Kate's got a
big proper business to run.
Yeah, she does. Yeah,
she doesn't need any of this mess. That's for sure. It's great to have Danny. He's also been playing along for as much of the season as he can handle. His office. Hi, guys. Danny. Great spending another season with you. Even if this reunion was underwhelming. Underwhelming is generous, Danny, honestly. Love your work. No, we love yous more. Thank you for being a part of this with us. It's a thing. Even when they tried to open up one of the big questions of the season, can you be friends and have a different opinion? Of course, says Caroline.
Can you believe that?
And every normal person in the world, and we moved on.
Can you believe that that's one of the big questions? Like, that's embarrassing. That out of our big housewife show in Australia, that's the big question that comes out of it. How embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, we started to see once we stepped out of the embarrassment, we started to see where the lines were and who was what. We learned that Kate and Biv were tight. Sweet. That's okay. Then Caroline had
We knew that from the weird picnic, didn't we?
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah, where she proposed. she has a cat. Caroline had some opinion on whose agendas and what they were. And Joel, in the first evidence of him actually encouraging them to say what they're actually trying to say, got out of her that she felt it was Kate's fake response to the news of her mum. Kate was immediately apologetic, which and genuine. I totally bought it. Like she said, if that's what you thought, I'm really sorry. That is not how it was. Caroline felt Kate was inserting herself in every moment of the show. Now, that's just not possible because the editors very clearly cut things out and move things about. And if you're trying to insert yourself into things, they will fix that up good and proper, or you'll be in every other moment of the show. And that wasn't the case for Kate. What was clear for me is that there will be no Christmas card from Caroline to Kate. That's for sure.
Look, I don't think there will be. There was one thing that Kate said when she was defending herself, as she's, you know, got the right to do. She's very sorry, blah, blah, blah. And then she said, I definitely did not set up cameras. And I thought,
what's that about?
Caroline didn't say anything about cameras.
No.
She said she inserts herself into stories. And,
so that's a hard edit in the reunion.
Either that, But, yeah, it just...
Made no sense.
Unless
with
Kate
a mention without
did, in
background.
Fact, you know, is she protesting
but again,
too much? I don't know.
Throw to some off-camera, you know, half-mic'd kind of conversation that fills that in or gives us the context. Because without context, meant nothing. It just meant nothing.
Yes.
32 minutes for some new conflict to arise. Finally, we get a conspiracy, and then it ended. So then we had to turn to Biv and the conflict around the fur collar and the fact that somebody felt that she wasn't saying what she should have said and that she wasn't in it. And then what I thought was really interesting was, and I felt for Victoria in this moment, she's still clearly hurt by what went on around the whole thing, particularly the conversation in the car. And it was evidenced by her comment, everyone stop talking, let these two come for me.
These two come
meaning
for me.
Biv and Kate. And I noted at this point, Sally still hadn't said anything.
Bless.
35 minutes into the show.
I did enjoy and thought it was very interesting when Terry said, my view is that wearing fur to a conservation park isn't appropriate. And then Chrissy and Victoria say virtually at the same time, oh, but other times it is okay. And Terry, like there was a really, this is a little bit of editing that I think they got right, was the pause. And she's like, well, we weren't talking about other times.
Mm.
And I thought, okay, that's interesting. Because.
But even when things fired up, it got shut down real quick. Like it just,
that was what I was saying about, you know, Joel, just seeming to move on quickly. Like that was a good example of something that could have fired up and become a bit more interesting. But
like we know they might only give us 49, 53 minutes of a reunion edited down, but they record for a solid couple of hours, if not more, to draw all of this out so they can tell the story.
I know that a lot of the US reunions, they film for a full day.
And they take lots of breaks.
Yeah, but mind you, having said that, they often go to three episodes, like reunions part one, two, and three. Thank fuck we're not getting part two.
God, could you imagine if we got part two of this? It would be 5 minutes of nothing and then 18,000 minutes of fuck off. I thought it was interesting to throw lots of Joel interviewing the ladies in his radio studio. And then interviewing Victoria about Kate was an interesting clip to play. I just felt that the whole thing was trying to confect drama that wasn't coming out in the conversation.
Yeah.
We need to beat this up. So here's some stuff that someone said, blah, blah, blah. You'll also note that I was so disinterested, I didn't even cut any clips because there was so little said that was interesting that was worth showing.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is where Victoria stepped in and said her take on the Real Housewives franchise was a really good analysis of what it is. But then finally, we get to talk about Chrissy and Biv's acquaintance gate.
And late gate.
The way that they made the transitions into these new topics was really kludgy and made for really bad editing, or was bad editing that made it really kludgy.
Yeah.
I did think the conversation about Acquaintance Gate was largely helpful because it allowed Biv at least to express the what and how for her and Chrissy to have a little bit of a say. And Biv just nailing, I don't understand it. You have not explained it to me. And other than a change in status, but other than a change in status, it didn't. It wasn't much of anything.
No.
And then I noted, and then they asked Sally something, and she was lovely and well out of place in the entire thing. She literally could have been brought on, wheeled on to say something and then wheeled her off. She was not involved in anything else. It only got interesting when they started to talk about Lategate and Victoria started to throw in some comments from her perspective and Biv was straight onto her. You weren't there. You weren't in Tokyo. And I went, sorry,
and
Biv.
To be fair,
weren't there either. And we can see what happened.
To be fair to Biv, Victoria would only have heard Nicole and Chrissy's side of it.
Yes, but by the time we get to the reunion, they've all fucking seen the episode.
Yeah, yeah.
So they all have opinions on what went to air, and that's it. You know, like this is the thing. This is a solid point here from our friend Christina. Joel didn't have the experience to really narrow in and push the juicy bits further. That's true. He looked like he was trying to avoid conflict, which makes no sense. Your job as Andy Cohen is to fucking just pick at the little
stuff. We're here for the conflict.
Yeah. In fact, like, reopen it because clearly it's not fixed.
It's a lesser reunion because no one walked out.
Yeah, I was desperately over the podcast chat clips. They happened way too much.
But as we
seriously leant into Lategate, the convo in the studio starts to reveal the deeper cracks and what is actually going on. And I think it took 42 fucking minutes of a 50-minute episode to get to the actual issues, which were still bubbling along. And I thought it was great that finally here's a package, but let's cut back to the ladies who are bitching at each other about Lategate while it's playing out. Like, finally, why did you not run this in the first 3 minutes? I know, because you had nothing else.
Yeah.
And I also noted, and I'd love your thoughts on this, Nick, with Nicole absent, it made the entire conversation about this conflict almost pointless.
Well, it was interesting because Victoria was the one who said, how are we going to discuss, she didn't call it Lategate.
Rightly so.
How is this part of the conversation going to work with Nicole not being there? And she's not wrong.
Mm.
Like,
consequently, the most controversial part of the last half of the season had no fire in it because the other major protagonist was not there.
You know, one of the best parts about this reunion was the palpable shittiness of everyone except Chrissy, that Nicole wasn't there. Like, they were all really pissed.
Biv made it real clear. We've all got stuff going on.
Right. And it came through. So,
you know what would have made this? Nicole couldn't make it. Fine. But then for whatever reason, whether it's a producer racing over to her house and saying, fucking slap a dress on and get over here, bitch, you need to just, it's not Nicole's style. Our Miss World wouldn't do it. But that's the thing. But just to have a storm on and blah, 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 and then fuck off, right? She's not going to do it, but it would have been great.
She's not going to do it. You know who would do something like that? Caroline would do that.
Well, in a red hot minute. She's not there. You know, she storms on, says a whole bunch of shit and just leaves.
And then storms off. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the only one I reckon would actually do that. I don't think I don't think any of them would except Caroline. And well, I'm there for it.
Well, Biv, because there's four people in this Lategate conversation, Chrissy and Nicole, Biv and Caroline. Biv and Caroline thought Nicole's behaviour was unnecessary. Chrissy understandably jumped straight into defender. So did Victoria, but Biv shuts her straight down.
Shut it down real quick.
Like real quick. And there's a deeper issue, I think, between the relationships as Biv, but she doesn't want to say what it is. It's between her and Nicole.
I found that really frustrating. So right at the end, they start talking about how it wasn't really about, which we've always said, it's not about them being late. It's not about the time. You know, there's a much deeper issue at play. But yes. let's just reflect on the season.
Look, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is separate crews, separate cars. That was my key takeaway from the entire reunion.
Okay, just on that, whenever they travel in multiple cars, there's always a separate crew because they're filming them in the cars. So I don't actually...
When they're all by themselves, they've all got a separate crew.
Yeah, that's right. So there was a part of me that... Because after we spoke to Terry, I was like, yeah, look, I can see how there wasn't...
Jump back a couple of apps to hear that, friend. She was quite forthright.
Oh, yeah. But... And I sort of bought it all and was like, yeah, no, I can see that there probably was never a plan to meet up. I'm second-guessing myself now because I'm thinking that, okay, separate cars and separate crews doesn't mean there was no plan to meet up. That's how the show works. And then that's the other thing I wrote here. Terry also said, as far as I knew, Caroline was taking me to one of her old haunts. And that made me think, wait, so as far as she knew, I don't know, there's something.
Excuse-ish that kind of got caught up in itself, didn't it?
Yeah, I feel like there's something more to it and that maybe there was an arrangement to meet up and then go their separate ways.
Look, who knows? Clearly, I trust Nicole that she said this was the plan, right? Not that I don't trust Biv, but I trust that was what Nicole understood. I also trust Biv that she was like, that's not what we organized. At best, it's crossed wires.
It's a communication breakdown.
And here's the problem with, I think, this season of The Housewives. Conflict for conflict's sake, and that's almost what this feels like it is pointless in a Housewives context because they then fight over just, honestly, stupid little shit. And this is all Lakegate was stupid little shit. Yeah. I just can't answer it. But what it meant that when we get to the reunion, the best part of the episode was getting the views of the housewives, not in scenes, reflecting on the conversations about them. Like when they're hearing and talking about, here's the thing. But we only got 30 seconds of that in this entire episode.
Yeah. Look, let's go to the good stuff, which is the one word to sum up the season.
Oh, just quickly before we get that, I do need to throw this in as a prime example of just how shitty this was. Do I have the problem or do you girls have the problem? Biv asks. Now, that is a perfect question to just open this thing right the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on, says Joel. Fuck off, mate. Now, again, we don't know if half an hour passed in between what Biv said and what Joel said.
Yeah.
And they've just cut it all out. But the edit that we got made him look just weak as piss.
It made him look amateur, and he's not.
Well, if we recall correctly, who's been our host of the reunions in the past, right? He of the glasses, Mr. Perry. He's not the best interviewer, but what he makes up for is how loose he is. He is all over the fucking shop, and he is willing to buy into the conversations and tell them what
which is what Andy does.
Right? That's why Alex worked. Joel was just legitimately Switzerland. Making a couple of short quips about himself and whatever, there was nothing he added to it.
As he said at the beginning, it was the best day of his life, and I wonder how much of it was. I mean, he's obviously interviewed them all in person, but the starstruckness, I think, overtook the job for him.
I'm going to say, right, look, it's time to burn this shit to the ground. We're 44 minutes in. If you're still with us, welcome. If you're anyone from Binge, shut up and turn off now. I watched, listened to a couple of his interviews. They were bullshit. They were as bad as the reunion. Ours were much better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's us talking about it. But it was not, they weren't great. They weren't great. And he had the full effort of Binge and his studio and everything behind him. And you needed to be better than not great. It needs to be fucking awesome. They were not fucking awesome. It was such a mess. This season had way more to offer than this lackluster reunion and a best of moments clip that ran at the end that basically was the pre-series promo.
What was that all about? We didn't.
It was bullshit is what it was.
Honestly, it needed elevator music going behind it.
And then Joel coming back, you know, oh, we peeled back the layers, mate. He peeled back nothing.
Yeah, it was nothing. Not an onion there, no.
Although I will offer that Kate's face, when Joel noted that there was no text from Nicole, that little joke, summed up the entire thing perfectly. She just looked at him with such disdain, like, what the fuck are you doing, mate? She did not have any interest in what he was talking about. What's your one word to sum up the season, Nicole McLachlan?
It's harsh, but I'm going to say underwhelming.
The season. Yeah, that's fair.
I loved parts of it.
Yep.
I loved
the highs were high, weren't they?
Sorry, the highs were really high.
The high moments were high.
Yeah. But I thought as a reboot, it was lacking.
And I think it meant also that too long between drinks, we understand COVID and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And I don't think they shopped the ladies around enough, or there just wasn't the interest, you know? Like, I don't know whether the Melbourne franchises burnt out the broader media interest or whatever, or the fact that it wasn't – season one of Sydney was far more outrageous than this season.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know? And
how did it, do we know how this one rated?
We don't really know because it's tough to tell because the first season binge wasn't a thing, if I recall correctly. Yeah. So you'd only have to go on Foxtel numbers. And Foxtel numbers aren't easy to – like we get some but not all. They're not easy to know. Yeah. And plus the catch-up numbers are actually where it's at, the binge numbers. Hard to tell. My I could take Biv's lead and give you my three one words. To sum
yeah,
up
good honour.
My one word to sum up the season – yeah, underwhelming. It just wasn't.
You know who I thought had the best answer? Can we just go through the one word
please
responses?
You've got because them, I don't. I just got down to topics now. I was like,
you were checked out by then. Yeah. Yes. Sally said spicy, which I don't think it was.
Maybe as a front row participant, like a front row audience member.
Yeah, from her point of view. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kate said passionate. How?
Oh, we're passionate in people defending their positions. Kate was passionate. Yes. She got fired
she
up
was passionate.
At that lunch. She was passionate.
Yeah, no,
Victoria
that's right.
was
right.
passionate.
Yeah. Terry said an emotional roller coaster, her three words, accurate. I would say that is accurate.
It's not one word, Terry.
No. She could have just used roller coaster.
An emotional roller coaster. That's one word then.
Victoria, I'm sorry to say, said sexy or fruity, and I don't think it was either of those things.
Her parts were.
Yeah, but,
in isolation, but in the whole context of the show.
One word for the season, no. Caroline,
not even when
got
Caroline
right.
and her daughter got their asses out, was it sexy or fruity?
Fruity, maybe. Caroline said surprising, and I think that was the best answer of the lot. I think it was surprising, not always in a good way.
In so many different ways. Yeah, that's right.
But I actually think that's the best answer. And then Chrissy was not at her best this season. Chrissy said elevating.
Yeah, no, it made no sense.
No.
It made no sense.
That made no sense. So also just quickly, I just want to touch on the ladies' dresses tonight.
I have got who was the best dressed at the reunion.
All right. Quickly run through them. Chrissy's dress was a yawn, silver column, 7 out of 10. Caroline,
elegant, normal,
100%
safe.
On brand. Caroline could not have been more on brand.
Oh, my God. If there could be any more cutouts, she'd need scaffolding to hold things up.
Yeah, so I gave her a 7.5. Victoria, also on brand. Very cute. I loved it.
Yes.
It needed something. I don't know whether it needed a bit of bedazzling, but really cute. 8 out of 10. Terry, it was giving Brownlow medal vibes.
Gallium,
8.5.
Get the right
out
code.
Out of 10.
Gallium.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Kate, black Columbus.
Was the most,
oh my god, the hatred I had for the hardware.
The metal collar. Yeah. It was the most out of the ordinary for me.
I know it's a thing, but did not love. She gets a 6 out of 10 from me. And Sally, bless her, sequins slip gown. She could lose the flower at the front.
I didn't like her hair. It was her hair was underwhelming. Everyone else's hair was like a lot of effort. And Sally's looked like they just gave her a quick blowjob on the way in.
Right. So in the words of Fashion Critical, Bog was Terry by half a point for me.
Yep.
And runner-up was Victoria.
Yep, fair. Totally buy into that. I would agree. That's and sits with my vibes for most of the season. Those two flip-flopping for the leader. Best performance at the reunion, Nick McLachlan. Can be a moment. It doesn't have to be the whole thing. Separate to MVP.
Okay. Best performance at the reunion. I'm actually going to say Caroline because I think she was very measured. She made a lot of sense. She brought the outfit that we all expected.
Yep.
And she did it really well. I'm going to say Caroline.
So who then was our MVP of the reunion? Oh, best performance at the reunion. Honestly, I thought Biv came out swinging every chance she had.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Who's the MVP then?
Of the season?
We kind of covered the season last week. I think who's our MVP as opposed to best performance? Who is the MVP?
Oh, it's really hard. I mean, you'd probably say Biv.
I'm going to give it to Nicole for not turning up. Because that's what I wish I'd done. Not turned up for this steaming pile of shit that should be buried in like pet cemetery dirt and fired into the sun. And even then, the thing that would come back that would be reanimated wouldn't be interesting enough to want to do anything with it.
You are on fire tonight.
You're
cranky about it.
I'm cranky about it because it should have been so much better than it was.
Yeah,
it was not better than it was. That's the real problem. It was not better.
I wonder if it's one of those things where, like, we only found out, 2 weeks ago, not even that, that they were going to do a reunion. And I wonder if they only decided at the last minute to do a reunion because that's how it felt. It felt very last minute.
I understand that you don't pour in heaps of producing energy until you know you've got them all, right? That's fine. But spend more than half a coffee writing questions. Spend more than 3 minutes prepping them for the bloody reunion.
We could have done a much better job with the questions.
Mate, I offered to host it.
I know.
Fuckers.
And they closed set for that.
I know, right? And if that went for a couple of hours, how boring were those 2 hours that they all had to sit through?
Oh, my God.
And then even like sort of like the clinky-clinky with their glasses having a drink. The best two lines that came out of that was Chrissy saying, I've got to pee, and Biv saying, this wasn't fresh lime juice, was it? And big mistake, friends, if you're going to make it, you don't not use fresh lime juice.
Fresh lime juice. Duh.
Oh, it's just hit me, Nick McLachlan, that I've probably the first person ever in the history of any of the Housewives franchise to wear a sporting Christmas hat through
the recording. Is that the heat?
This is the Brisbane Heat Christmas hat that we got when we were up at the Brisbane Heat game. I've been waiting for one of these for 13 seasons. And now I've got my Brisbane Heat Christmas hat and I'm wearing it everywhere I can.
Well, good for you.
Thank you, friends, for joining us all season and for this extremely disappointing reunion. Please, can it get better? Binge, I've got notes. Call me. Let's work this out. In fact, even just for the producer credit, let me organise it next year, next season. I need the job. Call me. Nick McLachlan, I mean, it just leaves that the kind of really kind of, you know, the stuff that you'd put on your nails when you're a kid or your parents would put on your nails to stop you from biting your nails?
Stop you from biting.
Jitter, kind of,
Yeah.
That's what this feels like at the end of the season. It's like, I'll get it out.
I feel like it's, you know, when your parents used to say, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
Oh, mate, I'm not angry. I'm fucking pissed off. that we have not slaved for 10 episodes, 11 weeks.
Season, I know.
Get to this and have it just go. Neh. It was a blobfish. It was a blobfish of a Housewives reunion. And frankly,
that is a perfect description.
No one is buying it. Not even these two. In fact,
Sophie, I'm sorry. Not moving. I'm sorry.
You could have played that for 50 minutes and it would have been more interesting than what we saw most of the time.
Well, that's it, my friends.
Have a merry, merry Christmas with people that you love and love you back. Fuck the haters. Have an excellent New Year's. Nick McLachlan, both of those go out to you and yours. I know that you've got wonderful plans with all of your crew.
And to you. It's been a bit of a shit end of the year for you, but may 2024 bring it in for you.
Yeah, can we please? That would be great. Friends, this has
I want everyone to send bringing it in vibes for Mock.
Well, we're going to do our best, right? Lovers, that has been the Unreal Housewives podcast with Nick and Mock for The Real Housewives of Sydney Season 2. Lock it up, put it in the can. That's what it is. All of the episodes will remain online for as long as we can. Of course, you can catch up with them on TV Black Box if you missed any of it, or the Unreal Housewives podcast Facebook page if you're so inclined. I have been Mulk all season.
I was Nick the whole time.
I know. Just like it. And honestly, not you, it. You've got a bubble.
Where did the bubbles come?
Oh, fuck. I don't even want. Am I going to do it? God. Do I get a bubble? No bubble for me.
But I didn't do anything. Do that again. Blow a raspberry.
No, I think you just stuck your thumb up at the wrong time. What a great end to the what a great end to this podcast. God. Nothing works and we're blowing bubbles at each other.
That's what we don't want Binge to see.
Yeah. Thanks, friends. It's been fun.
Okay.